inside the Lambeau Field Atrium. It's Packers Live with Larry McCarron. This week's Packer guest, running back Eddie Lacy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. How about them Bears? What a sudden turn of events. Do you think it deserves an ode?
Yes.
Me too. It is called Ode to a Sudden Turn of Events by Larry McCarron. The pass to the end zone went incomplete. The Packers had run out of luck. But wait, Philadelphia 54, Chicago 11. Thank heaven the Bears still suck. Ode to a sudden turn of events. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? If tonight's guest does not win NFL Rookie of the Year, we are demanding a recount. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to 1,000-yard rusher, Eddie Lacy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. If you want to just take the far seat, there. Eddie, how are you besides wearing a boot?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Eddie, how did the news, however you got it, hit you when you found out the Bears got shellacked by the Eagles?
I was excited to still have a chance to be able to, you know, make it to where we're trying to go as a team.
Eddie, we've noticed the boot there. You re-injured your ankle yesterday. How is it doing?
It's a lot better than it felt yesterday, I can tell you that much. I still have a lot of rehab left to do and just trying to get back for this week's game.
No, it's amazing. Eddie, you look at what he's done in the last couple weeks against Dallas and then yesterday. He's been on Wednesday and Thursday at a booted practice, just kind of watching and so forth, and then going out on Sunday. That's pretty amazing stuff. Let's talk about the game a little bit. Now, down the stretch, in the last critical minute or two, you'd already been re-injured, and Micah Hyde gets things started with the picked a great time for his longest kick return of the season. How did you guys in the rank and file feel about the way it ended? Did you think you got a fair shake from the officials and so forth? There was talk about them holding the ball and all that good stuff. What did you guys think?
There's a lot of different thoughts that went along with it. But at the end of the day, we had a chance, you know, to try to score to send it into overtime at the end, but, you know, it just didn't go our way.
Well, Eddie, you were well on your way to another 100-yard rushing day. 84 yards, 14 carries, 5-6 a pop. Nothing wrong with that before re-injuring your ankle. And I wanted to ask you about the things that are going on up front, because you guys do a lot of zone stuff where it's kind of like creating a wave, you know, when all the guys are kind of taking off on tracks. But you guys have also incorporated, a lot more lately anyway, more power-type stuff, kind of double down, kick out, and pull the offside guard through there. Do you have a preference from one or the other?
I don't. I pretty much just, you know, go with the flow. I'm comfortable whether it's man blocking or zone blocking. And, most of our runs from this past game was to get the defense to flow so we would have a backside cut.
Eddie, have you found the pro running game much different than the Alabama running game, the collegiate running game?
It's kind of similar. the way we run the ball here is kind of similar to how we were in college. I mean, it's the same footwork. So I felt real comfortable when I got into it.
Eddie, you also yesterday extended your rookie rushing touchdown record to 10. You already held the record. You just extended it. Now, I have a feeling what you're going to say, but like setting milestones in the time, in the brief time I've watched you and listened to you in the locker room, setting milestones and so forth don't seem to be like that big a deal to you. Is that accurate?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's not a big deal. You know, any accomplishment is always, you know, it's something that you'll have to look back on at some point in your life.
Also, after your second touchdown, I noticed that you kind of got the offensive line guys together. And did you pick out Evan Dietrich Smith to go attempt a Lambeau leap? I don't think he quite made it. But the thought was there, certainly. Yeah, what's the deal with that?
You know, randomly before the game, you know, they'll come in and say, if you score, I want to spike the ball. So I let Teach spike the first one. And then when I scored the second time, he wanted to do it, and I was like, cool.
Eddie, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it, but we're going to call it an audible because Eddie's kind of limping around the boot. He's going to watch it on the monitor, and I'm going to be over here. Is that okay with everybody? Okay with you, Eddie? All right. Wonderful. Okay. This is a couple plays from yesterday's game. And the first play, if we could get it rolling here, I want to talk about a particular move, and it's actually a combination of moves. Okay. Right there, okay, we've got the hop, okay? And then right after that, we've got the skip. And keep an eye on it. And then right after that, we've got the jump. Look at that. Now, my question for you, Eddie, is if you were a coach, how would you teach a young high school player to do the hop, skip, and jump?
That would be very difficult because that was not none of the footwork for that play. I had to improvise a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. Another thing I want to ask you about this particular play, let's let it roll, okay, is at the very end of it, okay? Little shoestring tackle kind of gets you there, and let's continue on. And then you kind of have a gesture there. You're throwing your arm there. And what I wanted to know about that gesture, was that a celebratory gesture, or was that you were angry because they got you down with a shoestring?
It's a combination of both because I wanted to score. I was so close. But, you know, at the same time, it gets the crowd and the rest of my team into it so we can continue with that momentum.
Well, no problem, Eddie Lacy, because you score the next play. So I think it's time for a bonus in the huddle. Bonus in the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it again. Okay, now, this is the very next play. Here is Big Eddie right here, and let's start this thing. And Eddie, you got a monitor right in front of you there.
Yeah.
And at the mesh point here, do you have like a benchmark where you're looking, where you are reading?
Yeah, I'm supposed to read number 81's block, the tight end.
So Andrew Corliss right here, you're supposed to read that block, and apparently you're seeing, I got to take this inside.
Right. You know, their defense is flowing, and I figured there's not going to be a lot of people on the backside.
Okay, so let's move it forward. Okay, and now the cutback starts right here. When you cut back a play, is there a limit to how far you can go? I mean, you know what I mean? The coaches say, you know, if you wind it way back, they're going to catch you or something like that. Are there any kind of rules to that?
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, sometimes when you do cut back, you want to get vertical as fast as you can. But I just kept going outside. I don't even
That's what I mean. I mean, we're not just cutting back here or here. We are cutting back like that. And let's watch this. Okay, there's the cutback. and Eddie Lacy finds some green grass. Okay, wait, hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Okay, Eddie. Okay. You're famous for your spin move. Okay, this is an aerial spin move. Let's see it. Aerial. That's getting big air. Now, is an aerial spin move a normal part of your repertoire, or is that something you just unleashed yesterday?
That was random. That was very random.
That is nothing short of spectacular. Eddie Lacy, everybody. All right, coming up, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph starring Nathan.
Blue Christmas.
Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph. Our guest player is Nathan. And Nathan, we have a question for you, Frank.
Nathan, are you ready to rumble?
Never better, Frank.
Thank you.
Nathan, are you ready to rumble?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can learn the football skill or what have you that Eddie's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How's that for rumbling?
Good.
All right. Eddie, what are we going to learn?
We're going to learn how to hold on to a football.
Okay.
You right-handed or left-handed? Oh, yeah, we got to get it right now. Okay. This is what you want to do. You want to hold it. Let's see how you got it. Oh, not bad. He already got it. There's not a lot of coaching going on here. Yeah, that's good.
Let's see it.
You gonna hold it like that?
What's the deal with the fingers? What are you supposed to do on the fingers there?
You just want to space it so you can have the pressure on it. So, like, even if they hit it, you still have total control of the football. And you want to hold it as close to your body as possible. So when they swing at it, no matter which way they swing, it's going to be against your body.
You got it, Nathan?
Make sure you hold it tight now.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the newspaper the other day? They had a picture of Eddie Lacy with the perfect grip on the ball. Did you see that? Eddie?
No, I didn't.
Was okay, it? What was in there? I forget which paper. Did you see it, Nathan?
No.
I'm losing my mind. It's that concussion thing again. Anyway, so Eddie, has he got it properly done here, executed?
Yes, that looks good.
What? All right.
What? There we go.
All right.
That looks good.
He's earned your autograph. I'll tell you what, while Nathan is getting his autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, it is time for this week's Chalk Talk. Stay with us, please. We are back. How does it happen that Andrew Corliss runs into Matt Flynn while he's trying to pass the ball and it winds up being intercepted? How does that happen? Well, let's take a look. Okay, something the Packers do a lot of is what they call run-pass options. Now, they have a play, a running play, called to the left side. Now, on the back side of that play, if there's a wide receiver, many times he's just got to be ready for the football. And the quarterback has the option of going to him. Watch James Jones down here. He's ready for the football. And he doesn't get it this time. So it's just a running play to the left side. Eddie Lacy behind good blocking. Nice run. Nobody's the wiser. Okay, later on in the ball game. Another situation here. Okay, this time it's another run-pass option. And again, it's a run designed to go to the left side. But this time, and if you'll notice, the offensive linemen are firing out. They think it's a run. Look at these guys right here. They're firing out. They're firing out right here. But Matt Flynn has decided to pass, to take the pass option. And here's where the problem occurs. Andrew Corliss, he's thinking it's a run. He's got to get up in here to get his block. And so, unfortunately, there's a collision. The duck comes out. And the interception is made, and it's six the wrong way. Now, the run-pass option has been great to the Packers over the years, but it certainly wasn't this time. Frankie! It's a good scheme. It's just one of those things, wasn't it, Eddie?
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Eddie is coming off a week where it was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and deservedly so. But something that got lost in the wash, Eddie, the last play of the first half and the first play of the second half, two consecutive offensive plays. One was a 34-yard catch and mostly run. The other was a 60-yard run. Those 94 yards accounted for, I did the math, 22% of the team's offense that night. Two consecutive plays by Eddie Lacy. Were you aware of that?
I wasn't at all.
I didn't think so. Now, something, I find you a very interesting guy to watch, Eddie, because you come off, and I think you would agree, kind of laid back. And yeah. And as a matter of fact, I've read somewhere where you take lots of naps and stuff, kind of laid back. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So,
but you're a laid back guy, but you play such a violent game. I mean, how do the two go together?
You know, honestly, I still don't know. I don't know. It's just something about you putting on, you know, pads and a helmet, and you feel like a gladiator or something like that. And then I just run into people.
Run into them very well, too. All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Eddie from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Eddie Lacy, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Madison.
Madison, what's your question?
Will you ride my bike next year?
Of course, I cannot say no.
All right, fair enough. That's a deal. Thank you, Madison. And next up we have?
Kyle.
Kyle, what's your question?
No disrespect to Evan, but how many more rushing yards would he have if he had Larry at his prime?
Oh, that was a great...
It's not that funny, Eddie.
A lot.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And your name?
Olivia. How was adapting a plane in the South and then plane in the North?
Oh, it was very difficult. It still is very difficult. I'm getting used to it a little, but I think it'll take a couple years.
Thank you, Eddie, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie! What's your favorite question, and what do we have for that lucky questioner?
My favorite question is from Olivia. Are you like running up north, then down south? And she wins a chia gnome that grows a beard.
Of course, nobody goes away a loser on Packers Live. What do we have as parting gifts for the rest of our questioners, Frankie?
These fabulous ballpoint pens we're trying to get rid of from last year's show.
Somebody tell Frankie we didn't have a show last year. Anyway, we'll be back with some final thoughts right after this over here. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. We're back with Eddie Lacy. Thank you, Third Choice. Eddie, obviously the fans love you in Green Bay because you play the kind of football. You play the game the way they like it to be played. But something else I've noticed, and it's not true, everybody, the guys you play with love Eddie Lacy. Do you feel that? I mean, you are one of the guys. I mean, coming in here like this, they really enjoy you.
Yeah, I think they like me because I'm funny. I play around a lot. I think that's what it is.
The Bears coming up. You know they're last in the league in rushing defense. And is that exciting to a guy like Eddie Lacy?
It's very exciting.
You had pretty good success the last time against him, guy.
Oh, yeah. I like that play.
Yeah, we like that play
too. A little faster.
Fast enough. Eddie, thank you so much for being here. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for watching. See you next time.